This is your new morning routine. Cap and J-Hood. Follow Cap J-Hood on Twitter and Instagram. Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. Stream the show on the ESPN Chicago app on ESPN 1000. And now on FM at 100.3 HD2. Now, on Chicago's home for sports. David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood.
Good morning, everyone.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Everybody came out of the dugouts. What are you seeing here, Gordon?
Obviously, context. They're pointing towards T.A. of some sort. And T.A. being so upset means I think he's involved in some way. Yaz was having words. Josh Donaldson having words back. But there was no physical contact.
You know, disrespectful comment. You know, basically, was, you know, trying to call me Jackie Robinson. Like, what's up, Jackie? I don't play like that. I don't really play at all.
Got him at first on a pickoff. Cueto spun, fired, and Bill Miller called him out. 1-2, swing and a miss.
Total of five now for Johnny Cueto.
Kick, pitch, Pollock deep to left. This will go. A.J. Pollock with a homer to left gives the White Sox a 2-1 lead. 2-2 pitch, strike three swinging. You hear Liam pumped up. The Sox take game one of the doubleheader.
In the air, left center, back is Thomas. It's got a chance. Patrick Wisdom has tied the ball game.
He takes a quick jaunt around the bases. That's home runs in three consecutive games for Patrick Wisdom.
Schwindel drives one. Left field. Back is Peralta. Cubs have the lead.
Now he's going to sprint around the bases as well. They go back to back on back to back days.
Fly ball well hit deep to right. That baby's going to go. Tim Anderson booed all night here in New York, and he says, do you hear that? That's a three-run homer, and it's 5-0.
The Yankees lose.
How about this weekend in sports? And we've got to start with the White Sox. Good morning. I'm David Kaplan. Hoodie is on vacation. Enjoy your time, my man. Dion Miller is here from ABC7 and ESPN 1000. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am good. I am fired up to talk sports with you. I'm excited about PGA and Cubs and this, but we've got to start with what went on
wow.
Saturday with Josh Donaldson and the White Sox, leading to them sweeping the Yankees yesterday.
Okay, I tweeted about this last night. It's true. The ultimate revenge is winning. Shut your mouth and win. And that's exactly what they did.
Agree. You go out and you quiet your critics by beating them.
It was a well-played move by the White Sox after what happened on Saturday and the frustrations. Donaldson has gotten under our skin for several years now.
Mm-hmm. And you know who drafted him, right?
Who drafted him?
He was a Cub.
He was.
Jim Hendry drafted him. They traded him for Rich Harden back in like 2007 or 8.
Wow.
Yeah.
He's just, nobody likes him very much.
No.
Like, even the guys who played in the with him don't like him very much. His own manager said he shouldn't have said what he said over the weekend.
Then why was he in the lineup yesterday in game one? He did not play game two. I thought going into the game, he should not be in the lineup, and they should, and now they are investigating. Major League Baseball is launching an investigation. He should not have been in the lineup.
He
if
shouldn't
I was
have
his
been.
Manager, I wouldn't have played him.
No, he shouldn't have been in the lineup. And I was surprised that I saw him there too. I appreciated that La Russa took TA out for game one.
Yep.
He said he wasn't going to play both games, but I just think for all the emotions that everybody was feeling in the moment, I think that was a wise move because then Tim delivered in the nightcap in the best way possible.
Three
it
hits,
was great.
Three run home run. Let's set the whole stage for you. Everybody's heard about what happened. You may not have heard all the comments as you go about your weekend. So on Saturday, Tim Anderson and Josh Donaldson get into it, and you could tell T.A.'s upset.
Yeah.
Then Yasmani Grandal, when Donaldson comes to the plate, jumps up and says something to him that we're not going to accept what you said to Tim.
Right.
And Donaldson and he have to be separated. Tim Anderson explodes.
Yes.
And Abreu bear hugs him and drags him off the field.
Picked him up off the ground and took him back into the dugout.
Correct. And after the game, Tim Anderson said that he was called Jackie how he was being sarcastic, Josh Donaldson.
Yes.
Hey, Jackie. Because Tim had referred to himself as a modern-day Jackie Robinson.
3 years ago.
Correct. And this is Josh Donaldson after the game.
All right, so first inning, I called him Jackie. So let me give you a little context of that. 2019, he came out with an interview, said that he's a new Jackie Robinson of baseball. He's going to bring back fun for the game, right? And 2019, when I played for Atlanta, we actually joked about that on the game. I don't know what's changed from, and I've said it to him in years past, not in any manner than just joking around for the fact that he called himself Jackie Robinson, you know. So, you know, if something has changed from that, like my meaning of that is not any term trying to be racist by any fact of the matter. It was just off of an interview that what he called himself. And when we said that before, we joked about it, he laughed, whatever. As you could tell in our series that we've played, there's been multiple times where I've tried to defuse the situation. Like I took responsibility for the tag, wasn't trying to do anything there. Like today, just trying to defuse it. Like, hey, like make light. Like, hey, we're not trying to start any brawls or anything like that. Obviously, he deemed that it was disrespectful. And look, if he did, I apologize. Like, that's not what I was trying to do by any manner. That's what happened.
Okay.
First of all, that's way too many words to defend yourself. That's A. I don't believe Josh Donaldson to be smart enough to remember an interview from 2019. And maybe that's me being judgmental. But for him to just immediately be like, okay, it goes back to an interview I heard 3 years ago, pre-pandemic and our world turning upside down. And I remember that this is what he said and this is our inside joke. Then, okay, you don't have an inside joke with somebody you don't like. The White Sox don't like him. Tim Anderson doesn't like him. You can't have, you're not friends. You don't. Friends have inside jokes. They are not friends. And I think Tim's reaction, Cap, explains the tone with which it was used, the way it was presented to him. His reaction was one of frustration because Donaldson has done this, right? He like pokes. He's a goon. He's like, that's what he does.
Correct.
And so when he did this, and I feel like that apology or whatever that was like patronizing. It made us feel like we're the idiots, right? Like, you guys, come on, I'm not like that. Yeah, you are.
Correct.
Yes, you are.
Okay, so yesterday Liam Hendricks spoke before the game. Usually you have inside jokes with people you get along with, not people you don't get along with at all, Hendricks said Sunday. So his statement right there was complete and total bull blank. Then again, my feelings toward the individual question are pretty well documented in the fact we do not get along. We were teammates with the Blue Jays in 2015, and I have now spoken to 4 separate clubhouses he's been in, and as a whole, none of them get along with him.
Right.
So trying to whip out that narrative is complete and utter bull.
Yep.
Okay.
It's true.
Here's Tim Anderson on the comment made by Josh Donaldson after the game.
Tim, you able to take us through what went on there with Donaldson and that?
Yeah, he just made a, you know, disrespectful comment. You know, basically was, you know, trying to call me Jackie Robinson. Like, what's up, Jackie? I don't play like that. I don't really play at all. You know, I wasn't really, you know, bothering nobody today. But, you know, he made a comment and, you know, it was disrespectful. I don't think it was called for. It was unnecessary.
That was when you guys crossed past the shortstop there at the end of the third.
Yeah, but that happened in the first time he got on. You know, and I spared him that time. And it happened again. And, you know, it was just, you know, just uncalled for. You know, it's not, you know, I got time to, you know, be playing like that.
How did you manage to contain yourself based on that kind of comment?
you know, I don't know, to be honest. it was very disrespectful, you know. I don't want to play like that.
You call it disrespectful. Tony just said it was racist. Is that accurate?
Yeah. Same along that same line, yeah.
So he was none too pleased.
Tony's comments were what caught my attention more than anything on Saturday. The way he was asked first, so I've seen La Russa do this before, where he refuses to talk to a reporter that isn't someone from his field of or his beat, right? And he'll call them out and say, "No, who do you work for? I'm only talking to Chicago people."
Like, I love that.
And because I'm on the inside of that now, I think it's really cool. As an outsider, I think it'd be very frustrating. But I loved his response to that, and I loved how seriously he took it. And it does speak to the relationship they have inside that clubhouse. But he was so strong in his stance as that this was racist.
Correct. And then Yasmani Grandal spoke about the comments. He's the one that ignited the firestorm when he jumped up behind the plate to have some words with Donaldson.
This game went through a period in time where a lot of those comments were made, and I think we're way past that, and it's just unacceptable. So I just thought it was a low blow, and you know, I want to make sure I got my team's back. There's no way that you're allowed to say something like that. It's just, like I said, unacceptable.
Did he deny saying it?
Well, what do you think? I mean, you deny it too. I mean, it's all about he, she. But, I mean, you can go ask him. I'm sure he's going to deny everything. And then maybe go on Twitter and tweet something out, just like he did with Giolito last year. But I guess he lives in his own world. Man, I'm sure any other team would have reacted the same way. Like I said, a comment like that is just unacceptable. It's something that should not be allowed. So I'm sure not only us, but anybody else would have reacted the same way.
There you go.
To his point, we have worked very hard as a society, I think, over the last 2 years especially, to move beyond talking to each other that way and recognizing just how hurtful those words can be. And for him to do that, and then he said he denied it. What do you think he denied it? Well, then he didn't. Why? Because then he had time to research why he said it. Is that what happened?
Maybe.
Gosh, it's gross.
It's absolutely ridiculous. So the question is, now Rob Manfred's involved and they are investigating and talking to umpires and other people on the field listening to these comments. Does he get suspended? Because I believe he should be.
He should be. I think he should be. I don't know that it takes much investigating. I mean, just the way that it impacted the game and the way that it impacted just the way that the White Sox were trying to play this series out and the baseball that was being implemented, just the fact that it interrupted play in and of itself deserves a punishment. Because it's not like we don't know who did it. It's not like we don't know who started it. There's footage of him walking off the field after the third inning on Saturday, chirping at TA.
Correct.
And then his teammates come to his defense, and no punches were thrown that we saw. But gosh, now that you're hearing all this stuff, you're surprised that isn't where they started.
Correct. All right. So after all the drama, the White Sox took two straight, sweeping the doubleheader yesterday. Much needed. TA, a three-hit night in the nightcap with a three-run home run to put the game away. Do you believe this was a rallying point, a flashpoint where this season now starts moving forward in a big way? 312-332-3776. Dion in for Hoodie. I'm Cap. Be right back.
Cap J Hood.
Follow on Instagram at Cap J Hood.
This is ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Yeah, that's completely inappropriate. And then after hearing what was said after the game, usually you have inside jokes with people you get along with, not people that don't get along at all. And so that statement right there was complete. But then again, my feelings towards the individual in question are pretty well documenting the fact that we don't get along.
There's Liam Hendricks. We were talking about it. We'd love your thoughts. 312-332-3776. Dion's in for Hoodie. Enjoy your vacation, Jonathan. After all the drama of the weekend, the doubleheader sweep last night, T.A. getting booed all game long, then having three hits and a three-run bomb to break it open and give the Sox their 5-0 win. It was phenomenal. The big hit, though, was Andrew Vaughn.
Yes.
The base hit to give them the lead in a 0-0 game. So after all that drama, the White Sox took 2 straight. Do you believe this was a rallying point to get the season rolling in the right direction? Because they have been a middling team.
I love that Liam Hendricks is always good for a great emotional reaction.
He's awesome.
I love that. I love talking to him, and I love the honesty that he speaks with and that he has, like, the room. But I also think the way that the team that reacted yesterday, rallying around Tim Anderson, says a lot about his leadership, too, and how much they believe in him, and he's, like, part of that family.
Yeah, also,
like, the head of the family, I guess.
Hendricks said, Tony wears a shirt every single day, and it says family. And that's what it is in here, a family. We take care of our own, and if something happens that we don't think's right, we're going to speak up.
How do you not want to be a part of that, right? Like, that's really cool. And the other part that we're glossing over yesterday, great pitching. Mm-hmm. Johnny Cueto.
First time a White Sox pitcher in the history of the franchise has gone 6 or more innings without allowing a run in his first 2 starts in the uniform. It's never happened.
How much do you think starting in the minors the way that he had to motivated him, a guy like that, who I went and looked. I'm like, okay, is he 35? I don't know. It's ambiguous. He's from the Dominican. He could be.
Correct.
38. We don't know. But I feel like that gave him new life and motivation. Like, the Johnny Cueto I remember is with the Reds, right? He was always an intimidating.
Or the Giants.
Or the Giants. Always intimidating. Second in Cy Young. And I mean, it wasn't that long ago.
Correct.
But to have him come in this way and be as dominant as he's been, I think that starting in the minors motivated him. And then I cannot be more excited about Michael Kopech. We've waited a long time. Really long time. And to have him finally have that deep outing. No hitter into the 6th. He finally gets into the 7th. He's never done this. Never done this. And to have him perform that way on a stage like that in a moment on a national stage when people have doubted if the White Sox are really going to be that contender. And now, do they have a budding rivalry with the best team in baseball? Gosh, I hope so.
It'd be amazing.
It'd be fun theater to watch, especially as we get closer to October.
You know, Jed Hoyer said the other day, these trades that we made last summer, we're really not going to know if they pay off till 2027. And people went, what? Michael Kopech was acquired 5 years ago.
I know. And has been through, he's been off of the team and away from the team more than he's been with them in
Correct.
5 years.
He comes here, he goes to the minors.
Yep.
He comes up, makes this splashy debut. Everyone's like, whoa, this guy's Tommy John.
I remember.
Sitting out the pandemic season.
Didn't they shoot off fireworks before he took the mound the first time?
I think that's
what happened. I was like, why are we doing that? He hasn't done anything yet. They were that excited.
Correct. Let's go to the phones. 312-332-3776. Robert's in Green Bay's first. Hey, Robert.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning, girls.
Thanks.
I am so despicable about how I'm sitting here watching a baseball game, and I got to hear about Josh Donaldson's name getting in it again. This guy doesn't stay out of trouble. He gets into trouble, and Major League Baseball should be investigating this, because this is not—it's not fair that African Americans got to deal with this on a daily basis about racism. This should be never happen. Jackie Robinson made African American people to be welcome in the MLB. We should not be going through this. I was. When I seen it on internet and I seen it on TV, I'm a big Tim Anderson fan. I think he's a good player. He had a couple hiccups, making errors and stuff. We all go through that in baseball. There's a lot of games.
Yep, and we appreciate your call, Robert. Thanks for weighing in. Thanks for your thoughts.
You can hear his emotion
in
it. Like, it struck a chord.
Look, if they had a relationship, they were friends, and they were, you know, going back and forth.
Yeah.
It's still not the wisest thing to say, but if they were best of friends, you're like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
They don't like each other. Last week, remember when he shoved them off the third base?
Yeah, they had to be separated then instantly. And what I remember about that moment was the third base ump was immediately, like, in the mix with that. Why? Because Donaldson has a reputation.
And they're told before the series, hey,
watch this.
So and so and so and so, just keep an eye on it. They don't get along.
Yeah. And so that was, you know.
312-332-3776. Let's go to Chris in the West Suburbs. Hey, Chris.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Morning.
Thanks for taking my call. I just was curious your guys' take on Tim Anderson and his post-game interview. He kept saying that he thought the comment was disrespectful, and it was TLR that said outright that it was racist. And even when the reporter had pushed him a little bit on his take, Tim Anderson still said disrespectful, and he hedged a little bit on saying that it was outright racist. So just curious your guys' thoughts on that. I'll hang up and listen.
Appreciate it. Here is that comment, the short version.
He just made a, disrespectful comment. Basically was, trying to call me Jackie Robinson. Like, what's up, Jackie? I don't play like that. I don't really play at all. I wasn't really bothering nobody today, but, he made a comment, and, it was disrespectful. I don't think it was called for. It was unnecessary.
So that was his comment. Then someone said, Tony called it racist. He said, same lines.
Yeah, same lines. Yeah. I mean, I go back to his reaction was his instant emotion from it. That's what that was, and that's what his teammates saw, and that's why they came to his defense.
No question. Space is up next. 312-332-3776. Space, what's up, pal?
Cap, Dion, how y'all feeling today?
Good. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, man. I am a little turned up today. It was a great win that we got over the Yankees. Started off rocky with the whole Tim Anderson squabble there at home plate, but I love how the guys rallied around him. Grandal was one of the first to step up for his man and really, show that, hey, we are family over here. So I love how the guys did that. And then just to see Johnny Cueto, where did he come from? You talk about turning back the clock and rejuvenating himself. Wow, Michael Kopech, to come up here and do what he did. I mean, it's great. It's like I told the guys before. Panicking. You guys are panicking. Not you guys on the show, but just the Sox fans were panicking. We weren't healthy at first. Didn't have our starting pitcher. Giolito was out. We was missing Lance Lynn. Vaughn would miss some time. So, we just wasn't healthy. But now to pull and get the best of the Yankees, the hottest team in baseball, I mean, we're definitely on the road right now. So I can't wait to see where the season goes and how we can create more rivalries like this. So, man, I'm just turned up and excited for my Southsiders right now.
Appreciate the call. Have a good week, kid.
Does Space have a soundtrack in his life?
Yes, that's the Space soundtrack, yes.
How about that?
That is impressive. Yeah, that's awesome. That would get me going on a Monday.
JR has a... JR, what would you say? A whole board of sound effects for different
callers?
Callers.
Well, Space, that was my first interaction. Very nice to meet you.
There you go.
What's my soundtrack, JR?
Well, you get to banter with Cap on a daily basis, so that's unfortunately your soundtrack.
No, that's wonderful.
Thank you, Dion.
We have great conversations.
I don't know if you want to listen to that over and over, though, you know.
312-332-3776. I believe this can be the flashpoint for this team.
We've said that before, though.
I want to believe.
I want to agree with you. They have a day off today. Then they come home to play a Red Sox team they can easily beat. So maybe this builds some momentum for them, which would be good.
Justin Goodman on Twitter says, hey, guys, they did shoot off fireworks before Kopech's first game at Guaranteed Rate. It was my first date with my now wife, who is also carrying our first son due in August.
Oh, my gosh.
Will always hold a special place to me.
Yes, but he got injured, like, right after, right? Didn't that? It was, like, almost immediate.
Yeah. Tommy John.
I remember that.
Everyone's like,
oh,
my God, this guy's going to throw 99, and I was there. Like, why is this guy throwing 91, 90, 92?
Oh, my gosh.
And it looks like he's laboring, and then he comes out, and after the game, he tore his elbow.
Wasn't that the beginning of, like, a contagious Tommy John situation on the South Side? It felt like every time we saw Rick Hahn, someone else needed Tommy John surgery.
It was crazy.
It was crazy.
312-332-3776. Priscilla on the South Side. Hi, Priscilla. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hi, I was just calling in about the TA situation. I was just despicable how they were treating TA in New York, and it was just such a shame to see that, they were still calling him Jackie and booing him. It just didn't sit right with me, yeah, it just didn't sit right with me that TA had to go through that. It just was unacceptable and just super racist, and I just couldn't believe that we still had fans in the bleachers that were, like, chanting that. And it was just really saddening and disheartening to see as American, and then also, like, as a baseball fan, you just think that we're this progressive society that has moved past this, but, like, obviously we have not, and it was just really hard to see that.
Appreciate the call, Priscilla. Yeah, I don't understand how, like, you're sitting there as a fan, and I know where our country is. I know we're in a bad place. We're divided. But to sit there and chant it at him after all that's gone on the night before?
Yeah. Okay, so someone tweeted yesterday during all of that when they were booing TA and all stuff. And she, I don't remember who it was, but she said, Josh Donaldson, for Yankees fans, Josh Donaldson is a really weird hill to die on, right?
Like, right.
Like why of all the people who have worn that uniform and that you have supported
you're
over
rally
the years,
around that you're, dude?
Right? Like that doesn't that and I was
he's
like,
been on the
so
team
true.
For like 30 days,
right? Like a minute and a half. And, this is
and what did Liam Hendricks say? Four different clubhouses.
Yes,
I've asked four different groups of guys, and they all disliked him.
They all disliked him. That is a Josh Donaldson problem.
He comes from a rough background. I think his dad served 15 years in jail for abusing his mother.
Yeah.
It's just, it's he's had
which
a
which is
rough,
sad. He's had a...
Very sad.
But no defense.
No defense.
For also being an idiot.
Agreed. JR got a significant check from Facebook.
I'm stunned that it's real.
Right.
Yes, I'm stunned that it's real.
JR got money this weekend. A check showed up. He opened it, made out to him from Facebook. And it's not like a dollar.
It's not a dollar.
Next.
Captain J-Hood. J-Hood.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Watch us and join the chat. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago on twitch.tv or the Twitch app.
...7:37 in the morning. Hope your week's off to a great start. With Dion Miller, she's in for Hoodie. I'm Cap, 312-332-3776.
Once again, the show is getting in the way of great conversations.
Great. We have great, deep conversations at the break.
It's awesome. It's awesome.
312-332-3776. So JR is that dude that gets like an email from Facebook and follows through on it.
Right.
I think it's a scam.
Same.
Put your information in here.
I like how I'm getting made fun of for doing the actual right thing here. Yes, I received an email just like everyone else did from Facebook for the privacy litigation lawsuit. Remember when they had the facial recognition technology? They put it in there and they can recognize your face in pictures. Well, that was deemed illegal. So they sent out an email to everybody who uses Facebook. That includes everyone in this room, I might add. Right? I'm just checking. Cap?
I don't use Facebook anymore, no.
I have no idea if I got an email. I get 4 billion emails from Facebook. Yeah. And all I do is delete, 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 delete.
Yeah, this was an interesting one, though, from a law firm. So I kind of dug into it, and I filled it out. And lo and behold, a $397 check showed up in my mailbox this weekend. Let's go.
Okay.
I'm over here feverishly searching my email box to see if I did get something from Facebook.
Okay, so JR, when you get this email.
There was a victory lap, for sure. Yes.
No, not the check. When you got the
email,
original
yes. Okay.
email.
Yes.
What did it say?
Something to the effect of, there's your rights were violated, read this form, blah, blah. It was one of those long legal forms, right? And sometimes you look through them and you see the very obvious typos and you're like, okay, this is from a alleged Nigerian prince and I'm going to get $3 million. No, I'm not going to fill this one out. But it looked legal. You know, you kind of back check the email address where it comes from and you look at the document. And I looked it over. It looked pretty legit. So, you know, I went for it, filled it out.
You're an idiot.
Oh, you really did all that investigating, JR? Like, for real?
Dion, I'm kind of a non-trusting kind of a person. So, yes, I did do some investigating, and I'm an idiot, apparently, according to Cap.
Yes, Because you fill that stuff out with personal information.
And you had no idea. You did. There was no guarantee you were getting anything.
Did I give them my bank account? No, I received a check in my mailbox. You see how that works? I don't give them access to that stuff. They have my name and address, which, by the way, so does everyone. Everyone has your name and address, Cap. You can get that information pretty easily.
I don't like
easily,
to think about that.
Right? What's the chance? Oh, I'm an idiot, I guess. I'm also $397 richer. Take that.
Yes, but how are we spending it? Are you going to share it with your family? Do you share an account with your wife?
Discussion. Right. This was the discussion we got into, right? We all had the same opportunity to get this money. No, that's my money. I will be spending that money on something that I would like to purchase for myself. If my wife filled it out, she could spend that money on the money that, you know, on herself.
Does she agree with this?
I didn't really ask, but again, this is one of those situations where
he came in this morning hot and he goes, look at this check, Shay. I'm buying a new piece of stereo equipment.
I wasn't quite like that, but yes, it was something similar to that effect. It's going towards a new receiver. Absolutely.
That was probably pretty accurate.
All right, it was pretty accurate.
David Allen says, guys, I got my $397 in my PayPal account. Take that.
Really? Boom. Yeah, there's a bunch of idiots out there, apparently, Cap. So because I read the actual information and took the time to fill it out, I think you're a little jealous this morning.
Oh, no, I am. 100%.
At least you admit it, Dion.
I'm jealous.
Calling me names.
I would love to have that money come in. I would probably just, you know, fully fill my gas tank or something.
Right, but if you filled it out and all of a sudden your husband said to you, I think our information's been compromised, you'd be like, oh, God.
Right.
I filled out some Facebook thing.
It was me. Yes. Uh-huh. It was me. Like, right now, I'm currently afraid.
I've had that issue where literally one of our listeners, I was on the air.
Yeah.
And I went, this is ridiculous. Somebody's got my info. And one of our listeners, I'm going to shout him out. His name is Gary Sukiki. And he called off the air and said, I do this for a living.
No way.
Call me back. I call him after the show. That dude got to the bottom of it. And got it all off my credit.
That's amazing.
Yes.
That's amazing.
So I am super freaky careful.
Well, see, I'm going to admit this right now. So last week I was on Facebook Marketplace and somehow got into this thing where it was like, we'll send you last year's orders of patio furniture and it's really cheap. And I was like, oh. And I'm like, I sat on it for a while and I was like, that can't be right. Like $100 for a patio set. I was like, well, it's worth a try. That's what I said. I have quite literally lost sleep, Cap, because I'm worried that it's a scam. I don't even want to check that credit card for fear that they took that information and have charged me a bunch of money. I feel like by now Visa would have said, is something going on here? Because I also have had my wallet stolen many times where they have been very good about checking. I have very good credit. We talked about this. My husband and I both, our credit is in the mid 800s. So we're in very good shape. And so we worry, you know, we take care of it. You want to take care of that. So I know that they would protect me a little bit, but I'm like losing sleep that I fell into a scam, which is why I would never have filled this out. Never.
Me either.
Again, this was a story on the news as well. It's not like I just made this up and just found this. Oh, there's an email I need to investigate. This was a story that was going around. People were talking about this. I would bet Dion. I would bet Dion that Channel 7 did a story on it.
I'm sure they did. I'm sure they did.
And once I heard this and then I saw the email.
She doesn't watch, apparently.
This is also the same girl who will be standing in the studio during weather. And as soon as we're done, I'll say, Phil, what's the weather going to be tomorrow? Like, I'm listening, but I'm not listening.
Your mind isn't.
Right.
You're getting ready for your hit, whatever it is.
It's like Cap doing this show.
Not quite.
You haven't been here long enough, Shay, to be a jag. Armando Flores says, got mine, $397 richer. Vicky McHenry, I just bought an Apple Watch with my $397.
Bunch of idiots out there, Cap. So again, don't be so judgmental just because you didn't learn about something and you're a little upset about it.
I'm not being judgmental. I still think you're an idiot for filling that out.
Well, Cap, we just had a caller. He had to go to work, so we couldn't stay on. But he just called and said Google Photos now is also having a lawsuit launched against them for facial recognition. So we're all going to get another email. Now I feel like we got to jump on this.
I don't use Google Photos.
You don't use Google Photos?
No, I don't even know what that is.
Where do you back up all your photos?
Cloud from Apple.
See, I use Google.
Do you use Snapchat? We have people saying that Snapchat's getting sued for the same reason. There's one against Samsung, apparently. This is like a whole side hustle
now.
All
my TVs are Samsung.
Are they really?
Yes.
I would tap into that. To find some way to make money off of Now, why is Samsung being for the same issue, Shay?
I don't know. I saw it quickly on a tweet and in our Twitch chat, twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. But I will look into it further now. The Google thing is nuts. I can't.
The Google thing is nuts.
If all these lawsuits are coming out and we can jump into all of them, who needs a job? Just stay home and sue people.
That sounds productive.
All I know is, Cap, you're going to have to call your guy over to app. Tell him I'm coming over.
All right. I got you. If money falls in your lap, is it okay to spend it on yourself, or do you have to share with your significant other? 312.
Please tell us.
332-3776. Phone lines hop and be right back.
Cap and Jay Hood. Mornings.
ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
IBM presents You Make the Call.
Rolling on with Dion Miller in for Hoodie. I'm Cap, 312-332-3776. Armando Flores, who I said got his money, says, yeah. Cap and Dion, search your inbox for the word biometrics.
Okay, I'm doing it.
Said you'll find it.
Biometrics. Okay, I'm on it. So can I still tap into this? Does anybody know? Has the time expired?
I'm sure it did.
Let's just try.
JR was crowing like a peacock in there.
Well, I will crow too if I get my 397.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
It would be fun.
Anyway, if money falls into your lap, like out of nowhere you get this check, is it okay to spend it on yourself, or do you have to share it with your significant other?
Okay, this begs the question.
Do you have a joint checking account?
We do have a joint checking account.
My wife and I do not.
Not at all.
Not at all.
So we have a joint checking account, which I just automatically, that's what my parents did. I just thought that's what we were supposed to do. I do wish we had some separate things just because, I mean, every time I purchase anything for my husband, he gets a notification about it or whatever, you know, because it's all joint. And so there's precious little surprise. Now, we both have separate credit cards that we sometimes use for different things. So, but our accounts are joint, yeah.
So the credit cards are different companies?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, some of them. Yeah. I have a few store credit cards like Macy's and Banana Republic and stuff that I just take care of on the side.
Right. Like we share an Amazon. It's in my name.
Yes, we share Amazon too.
But if she buys me something on Amazon, I get all the emails.
Yeah, I don't want to know.
I don't look at them.
No, I try not to. I try not to.
First of all, 99% of them are tied or paper towel. Right.
Supplies.
So I just don't read them.
Right.
312-332-3776. Dave in Arlington Hills. Hey, Dave.
Hello.
Hello, Dave.
Yeah, I got my check. And the reason I did it was because I didn't have to give them any personal information. Whatever information they had already is all they needed. So I said, what do I got to lose? I'll just go ahead and click on this and I got a $397 check for today.
Thank you, Dave. Great point. Hey, yeah, Cap, think about all the information Facebook already has on you just from scraping your phone. Think about that for a minute.
I don't want to think about that.
And now you're worried about filling stuff out, right?
That's the fallacy of this whole thing, though, is like they're getting in trouble for stealing your personal information. You have to give them your personal information to get the money back.
So do you think that, like, Amazon Alexa, like we have an Echo in our bedroom?
That is all categorized, filed, and sold.
So do you think they know what we're doing?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Listening.
Oh,
yes. Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
Wait a minute. If you're romantic, they're listening. No way.
Yes. Absolutely. They hear everything. I'm telling you, you could say something to me about like so-and-so is going camping. And the next time you go on to Amazon, guess what'll pop up in the like around your will be interested in a tent? I mean, like they're listening to everything we say.
Have a very specific conversation, Cap. Not
yeah, try
I'm
it.
Actually going to say something to my wife tonight in bed.
Oh, wait. Hold on a second. Hold on. I'm getting the dump button ready. Hold on.
Well, he's not going to tell us what he's
okay,
going to say.
Okay, I got it. Okay, go ahead.
I am going to say something specific to my wife.
Okay. Okay.
I wish you had this.
And I promise you it will pop up on something. You'll see it. Like, you'll go to ESPN at home.
I will report back.
I will. I will be here tomorrow to find out.
I look forward to it. 312-332-3776. Brian's in Tinley Park. Hey, Brian.
What's up, Cap? You guys are the best. Love you in the morning.
Good morning.
Appreciate
I got
you.
My check, too, and I did the same thing. I just clicked on accept, and I got my check in, and now I'm going to take that $397, and I'm going to buy some rods for Spring Bay in Lake Vermilion up in Minnesota this summer.
Good for you,
good
man.
For you. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds
that's
awesome. Have a great
about
time,
the echo
man.
And all that stuff.
Yeah.
You talk about something, and you want, like, my friend and I were talking about getting new fishing gear, and the next thing on Facebook was like the best fishing gear you can buy. It was incredible.
Brian, have a good scary. Have a good week, man.
It is scary. They should pay
Thanks,
us.
Guys.
They should pay us for that kind of information.
So I walked in the house one day and I asked Alexa what the weather. Hey Alexa, what's the weather?
Yeah.
And at the end of the weather, Alexa said, are you just getting home from work, David? Would you like to be greeted with the weather every time you come home? And so I didn't respond quick enough. And I said to my wife, that's awesome. I'm going to do that. She's like, wait, you're the one that wants to protect your info. You want to tell them your schedule when you walk in the house every day. You're an idiot. I'm like, that's a good idea.
Cap, the phone already knows.
Yeah, the
you
phone
don't have
knows.
To tell them. The phone can pinpoint your location. They know you're home.
What is like, creepy to
it.
Me is when I get in the car on a Saturday afternoon, it will say, going to work. My phone will say, going to work. How many minutes are it to go to work? Because they know that that's what I do.
Let's go to Mike and Moni quickly. Hey, Mike and Moni, what's up?
Hey, what's happening, guys?
Good morning.
How are you?
So me and my wife both are on Facebook. And I never open up emails like that or don't care to. So she comes up to me the other day, hey, we got $800. I'm like, well, great. Where'd that come from? Oh, Facebook lawsuit. I'm like, well, good. Give me my $400. Oh, no. You don't open them. You don't ever do it. I filled it all out. They're both mine.
So, I like the way she thinks.
Wow.
I guess I'm SOL.
I filled it out. They're both mine.
Mike,
I like
thanks,
that
man.
Take.
So Chief Cub says, first of all, love having Dion Miller on the show. She's great.
Bless.
Wife
you.
And I both got the $397 check from Facebook. We put both straight into our newborn's college account. Take that.
That is a wise move.
That's pretty cool.
Yes.
Very cool.
I love it.
All right, 312-332-3776. We'll get back into this. Shot or no shot is in 2 minutes. You can watch us on Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. Listen on ESPN 1000, 100.3 HD2, and on the ESPN Chicago app. Be right back.